losing that game in overtime, but that's a game they were up by 13 midway through the second half and kind of lost their intensity. And ever since that game in late January, they've gone the full 36 minutes with their foot down against everybody. Hole back into the lane, puts up a shot, no, and she got fouled. So she'll go to the line to shoot a couple, as both teams have committed a lot of fouls, and it's led to a lot of free throws or restarts in this one. That is the third foul on Marley Ferguson.
So Ferguson now starting to be a little bit more, might start being a little bit more cautious down the stretch here.
Zadia Kolbeck hits the first free throw, and Kolbeck now is up to 14 points in the game. The only thing is, she hasn't had much help from anybody else. Second free throw good as well. The other thing is, though, if Memorial was going to be in trouble today, it was going to be if they didn't score points. And Memorial put 41 points on the board in the first half. They're up to 55 right now. And this is a Marshfield team that was going to want the game in the 50s.
Yeah, this is a different story from last night, where Memorial was just getting shot after shot after shot. Today, it's been more even in the shot chart, but
it's still a blowout.
But it's still Memorial just making more shots.
Nora Kling curls into the lane, leans in on a defender, can't get the shot to go, no foul, his bodies tumble on the deck, and the ball taken by Marshfield as Kolbeck will bring it the other way. Right side for Katzenberg. Katzenberg pivots in the lane. Outside to Kolbeck. Top of the key for Ridgeway. Swing into the left corner. Open three by Loffenberger. Front rimmed it. No. Rebound Schroeder up like an eagle. Down like a wet dog. At Memorial basketball with 9:45 and bleeding in the ball game. 55-33. Memorial leads by 22. Kling slices her way through the lane. Underhand shot with the left hand is good. 21 for Nora Kling.
And Nora Kling just being pretty much unstoppable today with how much she has done for Memorial in this game.
Memorial girls basketball will likely see their season continue to next Thursday. Remember, the boys begin their playoff run here at home next Friday. We'll talk about that in a moment, as a shot from Marshfield won't go. Rebound to Nora Kling. She'll clear it herself, dribbling up the floor. Lost the ball, though, at the top of the key, and the ball picked back up by Marshfield. From right to left, Kolbeck. Kolbeck into the lane herself, knocks over a defender, puts up a shot, no. They call the foul, though, on the defender, and Kolbeck to the line. But, yeah, Memorial boys, who, like the girls, hoping for a long playoff run, they'll begin their playoff run here next Friday night against crosstown rival Eau Claire North. We'll have that game here on 93.5. Don't forget our full schedule. Everything very fluid in the playoffs, very fluid. You can get it at echometownradio.com. We'll have lots more coverage next week, Thursday, Friday, and likely Saturday. Well, before Kolbeck goes to the line to shoot a couple of free throws, timeout taken by Marshfield. 9 minutes left, all Memorial. They lead 57-33. From Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5, The Tap.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Kolbeck hits the first free throw. That foul, by the way, was on Lydia Palmier, her third of the game. Kolbeck hits both free throws. She's got 16 points. Now make that 17 points in the game. Kolbeck, the senior in her final high school basketball game, trying to hit the tape, if you will. Now a steal by Holm at midcourt for Marshfield. Holm will dribble the other way, decelerate the free throw line, drops it back to Kolbeck. Kolbeck into the lane, puts up a shot, no, and she drew the foul on Raina Welch. 8:42 left in this one. All Memorial, though, as they lead 57-35. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano off to our left.
And one thing about Marshfield in the second half, they're not really making a lot of shots from the field. They're relying a lot from the free throw line, as they've made just three shots in total from the field in the second half. And all of them two-pointers, so they're still yet to make a three.
Now, Colbeck makes another free throw. She's got 11 points in the second half, up to 19, most of them at the line. Lead down to 20 for Memorial. Remember, Memorial beat Marshfield by 19 back in January. Raina Welch feeds Reyes Shaw, driving the baseline. Shaw's shot, those blocked. Marshfield the other way, a pull-up jumper is good from 10 feet out left side by Haley Quam. Reyes Shaw, big defensive play in that first half, tracked down a runout that ignited the crowd, blocked a potential breakaway runout, blocked a shot out of bounds, didn't commit a foul on that. Shaw, now in midcourt here, gives it to Raina Welch. Welch in midcourt, nearly had it pawed away, but protects it. Ferguson into the lane, hands it off to Schroeder. Schroeder puts up a runner, too strong. Rebound, Raina Welch. The putback hangs on the rim and falls off. No, but Raina Welch drew contact and goes to the line to shoot a couple.
By the way, I notice a good amount of Memorial boys basketball players off across from us right now. So they're catching this game right now.
Raina Welch missed the first free throw. And the boys completed their BRC undefeated mark on Thursday against Menominee. First undefeated BRC team in a decade, by the way. Raina Welch missed both free throws. Ball comes back to Marshfield. Final 7:40 of the ball game. 57-39. Memorial leads big. Colbeck out in midcourt. Colbeck gets double team, throws it to home. Right side, heaves up a three, it's an air ball. And the ball is tracked down by Nora Kling for Memorial. Kling races up the floor, hesitates, now drives on through and scores. Nora Kling scores yet again. Little hesitation move, by the way, it looked like she was gonna decelerate to the right wing and then decide, the sea had parted, I'll take it to the tin myself. Quam into the lane. Spins, puts up a shot. No, as Raina Welch did a good job of bellying her up, not committing a foul and not giving her a clean lane to shoot at. Ball back to Memorial. Welch gets it at the block. Bangs into her fender, no call. Lays it up. Oh, it leaks off the side, no good. Ball back to Marshfield now. Driving on through, Colbeck. Colbeck goes left hand, right hand underneath and scores. Zadia Colbeck brings the deficit down to 18 points. With 6:30 to go in the second half. Ferguson into the lane, got fouled. It'll be the seventh foul on Marshfield, and that'll send her to the line, shooting a 1-1. No, no, they switch it up and say it was a hell ball. Oh, not too sure about that one as she came in and she got knocked down to the deck. They call it a held ball.
Yeah, that one's a bit of a confusing one. I'm surprised that one is not going to be a foul in favor of Memorial, as it looked pretty much clear as day that it would be a foul, but refs call, and Marshfield the basketball.
So Marshfield basketball, the officials did get together and talked it over, and that's what they came up with. Colbeck, left hand into the lane, scoops up a shot with the left hand and scores. Zadia Colbeck doing everything she can, 15 points in this second half. Kling, baseline, got double team for Memorial, back outside for Schroeder, up top to Ferguson, to Kling, curls in, puts up a 10-foot jumper inside the free throw line, no good, rebound back to Marshfield. Leads down to 16, Marshfield going on a spurt here, but a pass to the near side picked off by Kling. It's a one against two, but she's got a trailer. She gets it to Schroeder. Schroeder can't make the layup. Rebound over to Palmier. Palmier loses underneath. Marshfield right to left. Colbeck dribbles, decelerates, throws it back outside, and Marshfield loads it up. Colbeck, top of the key. Colbeck feeds over to Quam at the free throw line. Jump shot, bricks it. Rebound back to Kling. She'll slow it down. Here's where Marshfield, not having a three-point threat, really limits any comeback effort for them. And Brandon Fanning's going to call a timeout for Memorial. We'll keep it here. 5:09 to go. Memorial leads 59-43. If you're looking for holes, it be the fact that whether it was last night or tonight, neither one of these teams had any bit of a three-point threat, Derek. How much of a difference that would make, not too sure, but as far as being able to come back, you just don't have any gas in the tank if you don't have a three-point shooter.
Yeah, if you can just not find a way to get anything going from beyond the arc, and in this case for Marshfield, that something they really need being down by 16 points, you're going to need to start making some threes. And right now, that has just not been the case for them, yet to make a single three-pointer in this entire game.
What's that Hudson-Nina score looking like now?
Well, Nina is pulling away in that one as in the second half, they lead 55-46 over Hudson.
So it looks like it'll be Memorial against Nina next Thursday at a to-be-determined location. And a game we'll cover here on 93.5. It's a matter of where they're going to play it. That's the only question. They won't play it here at Memorial, which is the original sectional site. So we'll have to wait and see where they place that game. Of course, where Nina's located, you wonder if they'll try to find a spot in the Wausau area, kind of halfway between the two communities, as Reno Welch gets a feed underneath and Reno Welch scores 61-43 Memorial. So almost as dramatic as the ball game itself, it's finding out where that game's going to be next Thursday as Holbeck continues to have a great second half for Marshfield. She buries a three from the left side. That's their first three, isn't it?
Yeah, finally Marshfield hits a three.
So we'll have that game on Thursday night. Memorial against, looks like, Nina, Thursday night at 7 o'clock here on 93.5 and EC Hometown Radio. Nora Kling, by the way, fouled. She was fouled on the floor. That's the seventh foul on Marshfield, so Kling to the line, shooting a 1-1, trying to pad those stats. She's got 24 in the ball game. The leading scorer is Marshfield's Colbeck with 26. As Kling hits the first free throw and is up to 25.
By the way, foul on the play was on Ridgeway, and that's her third foul of this game, so keep an eye on her late in this one if anything were to happen.
Second free throw is good as well. 25 points for, I should say 26 points for Nora Kling. Her and Colbeck tied for the game lead. They both have 26. Here's a three by Ridgeway, left side, off the mark for Marshfield. Rebound tracked down along the sideline by Rhea Shaw. And Memorial has the basketball. Final 4 minutes of this one as Memorial will advance to the sectional semifinal for a third straight year. The question is, will they get past it for the first time in a long time? Palmiers three won't go. Rebound, Reina Welch. No. Puts up again and scores. So Reina Welch couldn't get the first putback to go, but scores on the second. And Reina Welch has got 14.
Hey, if you don't succeed, you got to try and try again. And that's exactly what happened right there for Reina Welch.
Katzenberg at the baseline throws it outside to LeMoyne. Three ball off the mark from the left wing. Rebound, Kling. Kling will run it the other way. It's a three-on-three. Kling will stutter step move. Stops side of the lane. Needs a safety valve now, and we'll get that safety valve in the form of Brandon Fanning calling a timeout. So Brandon Fanning calls a timeout. We'll take one more with him. 3:28 to play in the ball game. Memorial leads Marshfield 65-46 from 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Again, Memorial has led this game pretty much all the way throughout. Another dominating outing for the Memorial Old Abes in a season full of dominating outings. They lead this one 65-46 over Marshfield. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with you. Nora Kling gets it side of the lane, looking for somebody, and now cascades it back outside. Final 3:15 of this one, as Memorial will advance to the sectional semis for a third straight year. Nora Kling, the freshman, drives on in again and scores. Nora Kling, a game-high 28 points. What a night for her. Raina Welch has contributed again. It's just a solid game all throughout. It really is like a multi-layered cheesecake. There's different flavors, there's different textures, but they all mesh together, and you want them all to combine beautifully.
Yeah, that's exactly what has worked out for Nora Kling, and it's just amazing to see it all come together like this for the freshman, and just to have her put up this night that she's having is just something you love to see, especially in a regional final.
Raina Welch underneath, gets the pass from Shaw, and it popped up and then gets her own rebound, can't get the second shot to go, and now it's out of bounds. Last touch by Oshkosh. That'll stay. Oshkosh, Marshfield. Ooh. That'll stay with Memorial.
Oh boy, someone's all messed up.
2:31 left to play in the ball game. Memorial leading by 21. We won't get running clock in this one. Kling, right side, outside to Palmier, back to Kling, right wing. Left side to Schroeder. Back to Welch at the top of the key. Left side, Kling. Kling goes with the left hand, drives underneath, throws it off the window and scores. And she's got 30 points. 30 points for Nora Kling in this playoff game.
Yeah, if you want to talk about an amazing amazing game, we have to talk about Nora Kling's performance today.
Foul on Memorial. Fourth personal on Ferguson. That's going to send Lauren Katzenberger to the line. She's going to shoot it's a 1-1. But Nora Kling will take a seat on the bench now. She gets a round of applause, and rightfully so. We've said it a few times. I'll keep saying it because you really want to add to the validity of it. She doesn't play like a freshman, not just because of the stats, just the way that she controls the floor out there. She's not just heaving up threes. Free throw off the mark here, so the front end of the 1-1 misses for Katzenberger. Rebound back down to Memorial. Final 1:45 of the ball game. Palmier dribbles out in midcourt. Cora Graham with it. Memorial taking a little air out of the basketball. Graham getting trapped now, needs help, and gets bottled up by Katzenberger. A hell ball situation. It'll stay with Memorial on the alternating possession arrow.
Yeah, she just got wrapped up there by multiple Marshfield players. Luckily, it's able to stay with Memorial, but that was good defense from Marshfield, locking her up and forcing them to go with a second inbound.
Kaylee, right side, switches to the left hand at the free throw line. Curling in Cora Graham. Graham knocked away from her, but scooped up along the right side by Hoytot. Now Memorial just content to bleed time off that clock, and rightfully so. Make for a relaxing Sunday tomorrow, knowing that they've got more games coming up next weekend. Hoytot high out to the right. Dribbles to midcourt. Ball knocked away from her, but she tracks it back down. Last minute of this one. And Memorial playing keep away. Ball knocked away, though, by Katzenberger. And Katzenberger, the breakaway layup. Lauren Katzenberger, the senior, gets a couple of points in what is her final game. Final 40 seconds. Palmier to Callie, high out to the right. so weird to see Memorial not throwing up a shot within the first 10 seconds of the possession. But this is all by design now as they want to land this one successfully. The bread basket empty, just waiting for the check to arrive. Final 15 seconds of the ball game. Kaylee just dribbling in midcourt. The muscles on both sides now begin to relax. 8 seconds left to go. Hoytot has it now high out to the right. She'll dribble between the legs a couple of times. Final couple of seconds. And there's the horn ending this one. The Memorial Old Ames win this one, going away, defeating the Marshfield Tigers by a final score of 69-48. 69-48. A dominating win for the Memorial Old Ames.
Yeah, just a perfect way for them to advance in this competition, and exactly what they wanted to have happen. They were able to pull away early and never looked back.
So Memorial wins 69-48. We'll come back. We'll put this one into a neat little package for you. We'll give you some final stats and tell you about what's going on next weekend as Memorial continues their season. Memorial wins 69-48. Back with post-game coverage right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
And welcome back one final time here to Memorial High School as the Memorial Old Aves win this girls basketball playoff game. They win the regional final as they defeat the Marshfield Tigers, going away 69-48. So the Memorial Old Aves will see their season continue. They'll head into the sectional round next weekend, playing a, as of right now, to-be-determined opponent, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But the Memorial Old Aves win tonight. Their season will advance to next weekend, and then the heavy lifting really begins. Does this Memorial team get over that hump and get through next Thursday and get to the sectional final next Saturday with a trip to Green Bay at stake?
Yeah, that's where it's going to be important. If they're able to get over that hump that has been the sectional semifinal and be able to reach the spot that is Green Bay this year.
By the way, as they do in basketball and a lot of the high school sports, this is it's a regional final. To most of us, it's just the second round of the playoffs, but they call it the regional final, and I don't have a problem with this at all because you're giving more kids an opportunity to experience winning something. So when teams win the regional final, especially when it's on their home floor, they will cut down the nets. Now, the athlete in me and the competitor says only do it at the very end, but I have no problem with this, especially for Memorial at home. So they're going to cut down the nets here in a moment. They've got a ladder out there. I think somebody had to go get a pair of scissors, oddly enough. There they go. Somebody's got a pair of scissors, and now the Memorial players will get a chance to do the cutting of the net. A number of the parents and family members are out there to get photos, as Raina Welch will be the first one. No, that's Meredith Adams will be the first to go up there and get a little snip of the net. So the Memorial players will enjoy this tonight, then back to work as they'll advance on to next week. It gets really real next weekend now. You can smell getting to the state tournament once you get to that second weekend.
Yeah, once you've gotten through this week, it's where it's really going to start feeling like you should advance all the way.
Well, let's give you some final numbers in this one. Marshfield was led by Zadia Kolbeck. The senior finished with 26 points in this game, so she went out with a flurry. As for Memorial, a game high for the freshman, Nora Kling, 30 points. Raina Welch, by the way, she tacked on in this one 14 points. Memorial now 24-2 on the year. Marshfield's year ends at 14-12. Memorial advances to the sectional semifinals. And Derek, do we know who they're going to play?
And they will be taking on Nina next week as Nina defeated Hudson by a final score of 61-53.
So Nina, the 5 seed, goes to the 4 seed Hudson and wins tonight. So Nina, out of the Fox Valley Association, will take on Memorial next Thursday night, 7 o'clock at a to-be-determined location. The sectional semifinal was scheduled for here at Memorial, but you're not supposed to host the sectional semifinals, so we'll see where they ultimately end up playing that game. Wherever they have it, within due reason, we will be there for that game next week. Derek, some other notes?
Well, for Memorial, this game, they just shot better, and that's basically the entire story of this game. Shot 48% from the field in this game. Marshfield shot 31%. And as well, from 3 points, they just shot better. Now, albeit they didn't make a three-pointer in the second half, did Memorial. But Marshfield only made one the entire game while attempting 15. Memorial made 4 while attempting 13. So Marshfield only made 6% from three-point land. So just a rough game for Marshfield shooting-wise. And Memorial took full advantage of it, doing what they do best, and that's score points.
So again, Memorial wins 69-48. They will advance to the sectional semis next Thursday night, 7 o'clock against Nina. We'll have that coverage here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media beginning at 6:45. Derek, final thoughts?
Well, Memorial's going to have to... They're going to want to find a way through Nina in that spot that has really hurt them recently in that sectional semifinal. And if they do that, I think they've got a good chance of going all the way.
Well, Derek, thank you so much for braving through, not feeling 100%. We'll do it again on Thursday.
Well, I'm happy for that to hopefully be feeling good by then.
Again, Memorial wins. Their season will continue. Of course, folks, check the out-of-town scores for other things as well. We'll see what else has popped up as well. Altoona was trailing at Wisconsin Dells. No update at North at Spash. We'll see how those games turn out. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for us tonight from Memorial High School. Memorial wins. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
NSYNC on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rogue Electrics there. The name of the song is called Yesterday's News. That's from their 2024 album, Circuit Breakers. It was recorded live, I believe, at the Harmony Bar here in Madison. Pretty cool album, Rocker. That whole album from the Rogue Electrics is fantastic.
Milwaukee band.
Are they Milwaukee band? I'm probably mixing up my bands. It was probably not recorded at the Harmony then, but it was definitely a live recording.
They're a great band.
They are.
Iron Plow played a show with them out in Waukesha one time.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
Kyle Henderson before that, One Thing Everybody Wants. Wonder what's up with Kyle these days. It's been a while since he's done anything. He plays with
Generation Jones.
That's right. That's right. Pretty cool. Hey, how you doing? I'm Jimmy. He's Rocker. Laura Swascoke's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. She's going to be calling from Nashville, or is she in Washington Island?
She is in Nashville.
Okay.
But she goes to Washington Island in the summers. We're going to hear about that.
I'm looking forward to that. And I hear there's a good burger joint up there. We'll have to discuss that fact. I can go for a good burger right now.
Oh, yeah.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, our friends over at the Lazy Yo Lounge, you could catch all the big games on the big screens. And check this out, Rocker. March 15th through the 17th, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend at the Lazy Yo Lounge. You can get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes. They got 350 shots of JMO and Telly, dollar off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of Green Bud and Miller Lite.
Wow.
Green beer. Yeah. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend. It's at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can get all the details and see the menu right now at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that Move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fields haven't changed since I was just a kid. It's where we play baseball and I had my first kiss. Change is overrated, there's so much that I would miss when you live amidst memories like this. The sky is colored by the dancing northern lights. billion stars can light up even the darkest Midwest night. Looking up with friends, drinking a six-pack of beer. We wonder what is going on up there. And it's not fancy, it's not fake, and it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime, three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. Know each other by the car that we drive, going nowhere fast down every road on a tank of gas. No reason to lock our doors, no reason to look for more. If you got a question, that's what the Bible's for. And it's not fancy, it's not fake, and it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime, three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. You can take your city lights, your concrete jungle paradise. You can look down at your patch of grass from your overpriced high rise. I'll be skipping those smooth stones with the ones that I know. No, it ain't for everyone. No, it ain't for everyone. For me, it's home.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Laura Swasco and her song, Home. Jimmy Kay and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night, Wisconsin. Happy to have you along across the Civic Media radio network. If you missed any part of the show or you want to hear it again, we'll do it again tomorrow night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media radio network. Otherwise, you can grab the podcast on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, Washington Island is home to the Albatross Drive-In, which is the best burger in Door County, by the way. The Albatross is where Laura Swasco spends summers running the seasonal restaurant owned by her family since 1977. And since 2010, Laura has been spending winters in Nashville writing, recording, and performing music. But the path hasn't been easy. At 21 years old, Laura was diagnosed with vocal cord paralysis, and she was told she would never be able to sing again. And determined to prove doctors wrong, Laura Swasco is releasing her first full-length album in April. On the phone with us tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, is Laura Swasco. Laura, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I want to kind of jump in here. I got to find out about this. I love hamburgers. So tell us what makes the Albatross hamburger in Door County the best.
I think it's the best just because all our ingredients are fresh, never frozen. So that meat is as fresh as it can be, and they are hand-formed patties. And I can't tell you much else because it's a secret. But I think that's what makes it the best. And we always say we put extra TLC into it. So that's tender loving care. So you might wait a little bit longer, but it's all made to order. So I'm a standard burger, ketchup, pickle, onion, lettuce, tomato, but whatever you want.
I love it. I love the fact that it's a patty handmade and with the extra love with the pats making the patty. Corny, but I love it.
I guarantee if you go into the internet and you look up their burger, there's a picture of it. It looks fantastic. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to see? You just go to albatrossdrivein.com and I put some photos up there. So, yeah, you can see our signature burger is the Albi burger with Swiss and bacon. And that might not sound too crazy, but back in 1977, that was. My mom said nobody put bacon on a burger.
Where do you get your beef?
We get our beef from one of our suppliers, Sysco, but we also had a local company. So now our business has become so big, we have to try and keep up.
Right.
Wow.
Now, so, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a while. We're going to be approaching 50 years in 1 year. So it's going to be exciting. Thank you for mentioning it.
Congratulations.
I'm going to have to go up there next time I'm in Door County.
We'll have to tell Schwabo about
you
it.
You have?
Well, Laura, how did you get started playing music? And tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I started, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. So we spent summers in Wisconsin. I have spent every summer of my entire life on Washington Island. So I really don't know what humidity is. So I'm very grateful for that. But music wise, my dad bought my mother a piano before I was born, and she learned to play a little bit, but Heart and Soul is all she can remember, but she plays it great. So I was begging for piano lessons when I was about 6 years old. So wow. I just was drawn to the piano. So I could play piano and had lots of training and instructors, but I could never project my voice to sing, and I never knew why. It wasn't until I was 21, after many, many doctor's appointments and tests, they said, yep, one of your vocal cords is paralyzed. And I'm like, well, what does this mean? So they said, you can have the surgery so your voice will be louder. It's not as breathy as it used to be, but you're not going to sing. So I said, okay, just do it anyway. So they moved the paralyzed vocal cord in closer to the functioning one. He said it's like when you like do that to a balloon, it'll kind of make more sound. So anyway, I did that. And he said, I've never seen a patient more excited to have surgery in my life. So I had to kind of learn how to talk first. And
were you already, like a singer singing when you got diagnosis? So this,
no, I was not.
So this this was something that you pursued afterwards.
Yeah. So yes, I was. This was after my surgery, I started to sing, and I was just so drawn to various artists like Ani DeFranco, Indigo Girls, and I'm like, yes. So I taught myself the guitar, taught myself how to sing, and the rest is history.
Wow. Did that become part of your rehab then?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. It was frustrating at first because, you know, I wanted to belt it out, but I'm now very grateful for it. I love a voice with texture in it, so I'm grateful for what I have.
What kind of limitations does that give you now with your singing career and writing and stuff?
Regarding singing, not much. My range isn't too high. I mean, it's not like I can hit like a high D, but
who can?
So range is who can? Adele, but yeah. No, I mean, I don't have that. I'm not a Celine Dion, but that's okay. Other than that, I definitely need amplification. So if you said, you know, just come to my house and play, yeah, you could hear me, but I would prefer some sort of, you know, amplification, but that's about it. In terms of everyday life, if it's a really loud, crowded area, it would be hard for me to be heard. But other than that, I don't think you would know.
Do you have to do exercises? Like a lot of vocalists will do like run through the chords or the notes, singing, exercising your voice. Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah. Not a lot. I mean, I guess maybe I should do more, but I'm kind of lazy there. I just like to sing the song. And before a show, there's just certain things I think all singers should take note of, like don't eat dairy. This is stuff I used to do in my 20s. So don't drink alcohol. Don't drink anything cold. I won't tell you what I did before other shows. I'd have like a giant glass of red wine on ice, and now I drink my room temperature water. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty boring now.
I learned about 45 minutes ago I shouldn't eat a Hershey's chocolate before talking. That just does not work out at all.
Now,
tell
us about deciding to move to Nashville, Tennessee. That's a big difference from Washington Island, Door County.
It is, but I'm going to kind of confuse you a little bit more. I went to school at Arizona State University.
Yeah.
So then islands, you know, summers on the island and then go to ASU, Arizona State. And then when I graduated, I just loved Arizona so much. I stayed there in the winters And they had an incredible little community of songwriters. So that's where I was for a lot of the time. So I did release four albums there, actually five, sorry. So this will actually be my sixth full-length album.
Wow.
And so you... my second in Nashville. So why did I move to Nashville?
Yes.
Just for the songwriting. I just thought there was a glass ceiling of sorts where I could get paid to play, which is amazing. But, you know, then what? Who's going to discover me? How are my songs going to be more? So I thought, where should I move? And I thought, Nashville. It's in the Midwest. It is Music City. My songs are more Americana, but I thought I can make it work.
What's the business aspect like for you in Nashville? We've had several artists who are from Nashville, from the Wisconsin area, yeah. And they've all had different stories, both success and some failures along the way down in Nashville. How is it working out for you?
Well, I agree with those artists. It's very difficult because we all are, well, I am a small fish in a big pond. So although the artists here make you better because they're that good, so I think my songwriting is better for it. It is very hard to be heard. So I'll say that much. And that can be very frustrating. And sometimes I can't even take it personally because they didn't even hear a note before they ignored me. So right. Just in terms of industry professionals. So I would say that's the hardest part.
Have you had a chance to network with anybody in particular that you're really excited about?
In terms of artists, just the people on the record, like Soraya Campbell, she's so talented. Her songs are beautiful and her voice, but her husband wrote, maybe it was Memphis, Pam Tillis covered. So, I mean, I am in a great network of people and I love the engineer Von Lofsted who recorded my album. So something new about this album though, is that I have steel guitar for the first time and banjo. So that was awesome. It really brought it to life.
That's a great mix. I love the banjo. I love the steel guitar.
Oh, now, I know. And I'm like, I never did that before. And it just adds something to it.
Well, tell us about your new album, Not What I Do. It's your, you said it's your sixth full-length album.
Yes.
How satisfied will you be to get that out on the street?
Oh, I'm so excited. There's so much behind-the-scenes work that goes into it. So it's like, oh, it's like giving birth, although I've never done that. But how I can imagine. So April 18th is the birth date, and I'm very excited. I had a lot of backers for this album, so I'm going to be sending those out in March. And it was a community effort and a lot of love from all my Wisconsin friends and family.
And
so
now
I'm excited.
And now you write the lyrics and the music, and a lot of times down there in Nashville, it's, you know, teamwork. So tell us about your songwriting process.
Yeah, you are correct. The average song is written by three artists. And though I do love to co-write and I have everything on this album and my 2019 release, The Songwriters. Yeah, that was all solo write as well. So what I do is I used to just write it all on a piece of paper like old school. And now I usually start with the lyrics, but now it's all in my phone because if it's late at night, you know, I could see it and I could enter something and it's
right.
Like a puzzle.
Yeah,
I didn't write the song Home that you just played because I think it was 2020 during COVID. So I wrote it then. And I always wanted to write a song about Wisconsin and the island, but it was on my bucket list. So when the world shut down, I'm like, why not now? And it just reminded me, you know, how much I love the island and how special Wisconsin is. So I could scratch that off my bucket list. It was a single, and now it will be on this album coming up.
Wow. It was really good. How can people...
And what's funny...
Yes.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what was funny.
I was just going to say, although piano is my first instrument, I would say I write 95% of my songs on the guitar because with one vocal cord, I just think it's easier to hear myself when I'm writing them, and it's just a more gentle instrument. So that's all I was going to... add to that.
Awesome. How can people keep up with Laura Swasco online?
Well, you're going to have to learn to spell my last name.
Yeah.
So you can see everything.
Okay.
So that's the challenge.
And that's
so it's Laura.
Yes.
Yep. S-A-W-O-S-K-O. So if you can spell saw and then Osco, Swasco.
Perfect. LauraSwasco.com. Well, Laura, thank you.
Yes, sir. If you are welcome. If you go to that, you can watch videos, hear music, all that good stuff.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I thank you for playing my song.
Oh, you're welcome. And sorry, Rocker. Laura, real quick, though, tell us about the song we're about to hear. We're going to play College Days. I suspect is about ASU, huh?
Yes, it is. And that's going to actually be my first video release this Tuesday, March 4th. So look out for that on YouTube. Just punch in College Days and it should pop up. But yes, this song is so funny. I love tongue-in-cheek lyrics with just dark comedy. And so it's funny. I had to remind my mom. I'm like, yes, I graduated with honors. I had a little bit of fun, though.
A little bit of
fun.
It's just
So, yes, I love the lyrics in this song.
That's awesome. Laura, thank you so much. It's Laura Swasco. It's College Days. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
College was the best days. Went in straight and came out gay. After graduation, had to check into AA. Cause we drank like a fish, like a heavy metal band. Then we'd pull in all-nighter to pass that exam. No, we didn't have a clue about what we were gonna do. And I gained my freshman 15 plus 10 pounds. Nobody complained when this flat butt was round. And I lived off of fast food, carbs, and anything fried. When I had the cash, well, it got supersized. There was no eating in when you got a 4-foot fridge. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. Now I wore my faded blue jeans and barely covered my parts. The only sports I played was beer pong and darts. We'd go out at 10, crash any party with a keg. If we couldn't find love, we'd bake out with a friend. My beer battle scar was that first stretch mark. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I can't believe that we survived those beer-chugging, broken-hearted best years of our life. Where we learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives. Before I'm 9 to 5, before those babies cry, we poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. Here's to the best damn 4 years of our life.
Maxi Concific Media, we are local music. That's Laurel Swasco there. And College Days. Thanks to Laura Swasco for joining us this evening from Nashville. We really appreciate that. And if you want to get more information about Laura, just look her up online. Laura Swasco, spell that S-A-W-O-S-K-O. Laura Swasco. Thanks to her for coming on. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip coming up after the news. Two in a row from the Steepwater Band. Plus, next hour, Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Robert J. They're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball. It's a big how do you do here in Madison happening March 30th at the High Noon Saloon, raising money for the mamas. If you want to get more information about that, you could go to themamas.org, themamas.org, and you could cast your vote for the first round of voting for the Mama Awards. Terry Barr, Robert J. coming up next hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Hungry Williams right now. It's Boss Man. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace, across the street from the White House.
Make Russia pay! Make Russia pay! Make Russia pay!
President Trump and Vice President Vance treated Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday, or sounding off.
What happened yesterday is not how you treat friends. We need to support Ukraine however we can.
Well, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Trump's stance on Ukraine makes her sick to her stomach. CBS's Willie James Inman has more on the fallout from yesterday's meltdown.
In jeopardy, nearly $4 billion worth of new U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
One senior U.S. official telling CBS News they are fortunate it is not off already.
In London today, Prime Minister Keir Starmer offered Ukraine $3 billion in loans, which Ukraine will use to make more weapons. A federal judge.